Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now I went,
Settle down, Captain Happy.
Yeah, Adam, settle down. Settle down, Captain Happy. It's 6 past 12. I have 21 here, and I wasn't really paying any attention to your forecast outside of just, you know, calling for you to apologize. Now it went to 19. A little change.
I just saw that, yeah. So did mine.
Boom.
No, it's 21.
Yeah. We had a program director once at this place who demanded. You know, I'm coughing more in this studio than anywhere else. Is it possible that this is just a petri dish of disgusting, and Shaletta is 100% right?
I don't know about the Shaletta part, but the possibility that this place is a petri dish is this for you beyond possibility. It absolutely is.
Could I be just allergic to the germs in this? How often is this microphone or this mic screen ever cleaned?
I don't know, but the vent above your head, I mean, I can see the black stuff.
Look at that. I'm going to disgust it. Hey, Intercom, Joe Freeberg, Ron Zemanski, and give me some other big, Gloria Allred, give me a present one. Pat Cipollone, they're my team.
Jerry Spence.
Jerry, I wish Jerry still was with us with the feather jacket. But, yeah, this vent above me right now was last cleaned when Howard Viking just started here. Oh, disgusting. That doesn't really sound like.
Settle down, Captain Happy.
That's not really Captain Happy to start
Jerry
the show.
Jerry Spence, by the way. You killed him. He's still with us.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
He's still with us.
I don't know if he's still got the fastball, but.
Oh, really? Now you're mocking him. Okay, I inadvertently killed him. Now you're belittling.
Semi-retired.
Okay, which is worse?
How do we know it was inadvertent?
Yeah, I'm out there. I'm a murderer.
I'm just saying.
Which is worse? Inadvertently, out of compassion and lack of awareness, saying he's dead compared to this guy, you know, saying, you know, he's a vegetable in the corner.
I still think
exactly what
life is better than no life. So I'm going to go with
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you.
Better, yeah.
Retirement is better than
yes, definitely
being dead.
Than death.
We don't know if he has his fastball. Well, I mean, there's some serious. What do we prefer?
I don't know if I have my fastball. So
do we prefer?
I don't know if I ever had a fastball.
No. No. Do we prefer undertones or overtones?
Undertones. It's more subtle.
Yeah. I think Adam had some overtones there, though.
Could be.
What do you take for your overtones, Adam?
Viagra on steroids.
Exactly. I mean, you're just a wreck, you know, 365 days a year with that Viagra on steroids. Are we still running that ad? I hope we are.
Oh,
glad,
absolutely.
Glad to have him on board.
Am I a wreck or am I erect?
You're a wreck because you're wrecked for 365 days. Or you're unbelievably joyful
just
about
there
it.
For me, I
you
gotta,
know,
I
mean, whichever you want to be. I mean, that's up to you to make that decision. I want to break down the NFL Draft Combine for the next 3 hours. Let's go over today. I want to talk college punters. I want to talk what makes them good. No, I do want to talk Vikes at the start, but I do want to mention Ask Adam Anything. He's 20 minutes away. We have five calls already. We'd love to have phone calls at the bottom of the hour. 651-989-9226. You can also chime in on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show or on Facebook. I don't know if we're giving Facebook the proper credit it gets since we're now on the Twitter machine. You think we're not?
I was thinking about that this morning. There's plenty of evidence suggesting that very assessment.
I think we all need to look in the mirror, not real close because it's not always a pretty picture. But we need to give Facebook, our Facebook friends, more credit. I think what we should do is talk more politics on Facebook because people are really measured.
Right.
And they're, you know, what I most appreciate is they're accepting of others' views. There's no belittling at all.
No.
So our guy, Jeremy Fowler, remember we used to have Jeremy Fowler on the show? Pioneer Press.
Launched his career.
Was he on ESPN before we hired him?
Nope.
Is he on ESPN now as one of their NFL big knockers?
Yep.
Correct. Handsome devil, nice as can be, and he's very kind to us coming on the air. Jeremy Fowler is reporting, after talking to a number of NFL insiders, that Teddy Bridgewater, our guy, the love we lost, is going to garner a contract right around $30 million. Teddy, who went undefeated last year. How many quarterbacks in the National Football League last year were undefeated? Is he the only one? There's got to be a couple others who filled in.
Sure.
Or is there, or what do we think? Is there even a single quarterback who filled in one or two games?
Who got one win.
Yeah. I'm starting to think no. Dan, I want you to Google every single quarterback who played in a scrimmage, an exhibition game.
Sure.
Practice on a Tuesday.
I'll have that for you at 3:01.
I think Ted was the only one undefeated. Carter, what do you think? I think you're going to the Google on it, but what's your guess?
I'm going to guess yes.
I'm starting to think, you know? And that's always dangerous when I start to think. Ted Bridgewater, 5-0 last year, stepping in for Drew Brees. Drew Brees, by the way, today saying, to the shock of no one, he's coming back. He's still great, and he's going to make $30 million, and one of the few teams that slows him down, the Minnesota Vikings. So I pose this question out there on the Twitter contraption, at Chad Hartman Show. You can't cut Kirk, so this is hypothetical, because Kirk's money is like Adam Carter's money here at WCCO Radio. Guaranteed, baby. There's no cutting Kirk. He's at $31 million next year, and he will be the quarterback. I would not give him a contract extension. I'm standing by that. I know you could create more cap room. I know you could sit there and say, who can we get? Who's better? I'm not giving him a contract extension. If the circumstance was plausible, and when the season opened up next year, let's guess where they're going to open up. Next year, I think we're due to open up with a division rival. They're going to open up in Chicago at Soldier Field. When they open up next year, by the way, that's with zero facts. When they open up next year, historic Soldier Field, who would you rather have as your starting quarterback? The guy you loved, even though he never really did much, or the guy who does stuff and you won't love him because you still don't trust him? Who would you want next year as your Vikings quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater or Kirk Cousins? Let me know through a phone call, text, or on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show. I'll chime in. Adam will chime in. So will Dan. We'd love calls also. 651-989-9226. You can text that number also. The topic at hand, since former correspondent for the show, Jeremy Fowler, now very successful with ESPN after talking to NFL executives in an offseason of quarterbacks, he believes Teddy Bridgewater is going to garner $30 million a year. Jeremy knows this way better than me. I'm no, by the way. So then I'm saying, if you had your choice, and again, it's not possible because Cousins is guaranteed. So you'd have to literally cut Kirk Cousins, pay him $31 million, and then bring somebody else in. So you're not going to do that. If you had your choice and the money was the same, so you're paying Ted now $31 million, who do you want? Number one, Adam, neither's worth it. I think the better philosophy going forward is there's about five guys, maybe seven guys in the league who are really worth the top money, whatever it is. And the way the cap's going up, and with Mahomes and Jackson and others with contracts coming up, it'll be $40 million very soon. Either pay the top five, seven, or find the Ryan Tannehills of the world who didn't work somewhere and pay him like 10. Just don't overpay somebody who's slightly more than a guy. Cousins and Teddy are both slightly more than a guy. If I had to pick one, I hate to break the hearts of Minnesotans, I'd pick Kirk. And anybody who's listened to this show knows I'm not in love with Kirk Cousins. We scoffed at when he had success and had a couple great throws against the Saints. It's over. He's now answered every single question. And, of course, next week he played just an indomitable defense and looked feeble. And that San Francisco defense can do that to a lot of people. They did it to Rodgers. They did it also to Mahomes the first three quarters. So I'm not blaming them for all that. Teddy, when he was here, was just fine. I'm telling you, we just loved him because Teddy, likable, amazing story. And then we had the exhibition game before he gets hurt where he looked great. We just assumed he was going to turn into Peyton Manning, Tom Brady combined. He's just fine. And he did a great job of managing the game and making plays last year for New Orleans. But it's ludicrous to pay Teddy Bridgewater $31 million unless he improves immeasurably from last year. So neither's worth it. You're stuck right now with Cousins. You have no choice. But of the two, I would go with Kirk Cousins. I think Cousins is the better quarterback with what we know about the certainty of it. Mr. Carter, of the two, who you pick?
Well, yeah, Kirk. I didn't really debate it all that much. I think Kirk, just based on the fact that, you know, he's been here the last two or three seasons, and we look upon the Teddy Bridgewater era, if we want to call it that, as a little rosier than it actually was.
A lot rosier.
But as far as paying Teddy, I'm sure Teddy's going to get that money. I mean, it's
overpay
quarterbacks. Like, I mean, my goodness. It's like subpar quality flooring. I mean, we overpay on that, too. We overpay with with quarterbacks.
Whoa. First of all, my goodness, I thought Brad Nessler was in here. If you'd have worked in partner. If you'd have worked in partner, I would have been convinced.
People overpay on.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks in the NFL.
And?
Up there.
And flooring?
Subpar flooring.
Subpar flooring.
You can't go. You know, you got to spend the money.
Have you paid for flooring recently?
I haven't lately.
No. Yeah. Do you have a bad experience with flooring?
I don't. I've always had good quality flooring.
Above par flooring.
Above par flooring.
You're right in the sense you should never doubt how overpaid anybody and everybody will be with free agency. Can we set some bet, though, on Teddy Bridgewater? Whatever the number is, how about $28 million?
Over or under 28.
And you're saying he's going, you just said he's going to get that money.
I trust my man
Fowler.
Fowler.
You forgot his name right there.
Ricky Fowler.
Who do you trust more to finish off a major? Jeremy Fowler or Ricky
Jeremy.
Fowler at this point? I don't think he's getting that money, but you're proven wrong every time. Cook, Teddy, or Kirk?
I mean, I'm going with Teddy only because I think we've seen what Pete Kirk looks like, and it didn't get the job done in terms of getting the Vikings into a deep playoff run. At least with Teddy, we don't know. I mean, give it a shot. Maybe he can be something more than what we've seen in the past. Maybe, you know, maybe it's going to be something that's going to surprise people. But if you know what you've got and it's not enough, then why wouldn't you try something that at least has a chance at some upside?
That's a fair point. It's an incorrect point, but it's a fair point.
Thank you.
Mark is in the greatest city in America, Golden Valley, Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, yeah, if you're just comparing Teddy with Kirk Cousins, hands down, I take Teddy.
Tell me what he's done to make it that clear cut for you.
I mean, look what he did for New Orleans this year. I mean, what did he win, like 7-8 games in a row?
5-0. That's very good.
I was off by a couple, but...
Yeah, 5-0 is very good. But his numbers were fine in those games, Mark. They weren't insufficient. They were fine.
Having the experience of working under Drew Brees and the head coach there, one of the, you know, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, you may have learned a lot from him. I think he was just approaching his prime before he got hurt. I think he's a better scrambler than Cousins. He's younger. I think he's just as smart, if not smarter, than Cousins. I just think, you know, even money, I'd take Teddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Teddy would win a vote, Adam. by a lot in this town. Why do you think we did in this town love Teddy? I could give you the numbers. They're very pedestrian for Teddy. We can point out again the Seahawk playoff game when he came up pretty good in difficult conditions against a defense that still was pretty damn good. And then that exhibition game with like one drive the next fall where we all were convinced he was ready to go. He never
you
had.
You think it would be clear cut that Viking fans, if polled, would vote for Teddy Bridgewater?
I bet 80%.
80%?
Yep.
No chance. No way.
I think Teddy, considering what he did, was the most beloved. If we came up with the ratio of player accomplishment for fan love, Teddy's like at the top of the list. What did he do? Dan, go to the get Teddy's numbers his last year as a starter. And
no, but
he wasn't surrounded by talent, and there's way more specific numbers that would give greater depth to this. Okay, and comparing all of a sudden Cousins with Thielen and Diggs and an even better Rudolph, Teddy didn't do much, but we loved him. And then you add the fact that we kept hearing about it, how he almost lost his leg, and I'm not downplaying that for a second. And now he might never walk again. Now he's playing. It adds to the story. His last year numbers?
So for the last year with the Vikings, you want?
Yes.
Okay, so that was 2015. He played 16 games. Team went 11-5. He threw for 3,231 yards, 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Think about that. Adam Carter, 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. We're talking about him like it's Tom Brady, middle of his career.
I don't think so. I think Viking fans can separate. Yeah, we love Teddy, but I mean, realistically, are we that much better off with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback than Kirk Cousins? I would say a majority of Viking fans would still take Kirk Cousins.
Dan, can you have the buzzer right there?
Put it on the poll.
Text me now. Who do you agree with? That if a poll was out there, Adam thinks it would be decisively Viking fans want Cousins.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I think
you say 80% Bridgewater. I'm going to say 70% Cousins.
So let's just say, okay, we'll both go this. Adam thinks over 70% of Vikings fans would want Cousins. I'm saying over 70% would want Bridgewater. I'd love. I'll say
that's exactly what we said, but you okay, said 80%.
80%.
And I said 70%.
I'm fine.
All
I'm fine.
Let's go straight up.
Although I don't know how we're going to do that. We're just if we put a poll out there and like it's we trust the Twitter masses, I don't know. As a non-NFL guy.
Right.
But a man who has the finger on the pulse of one county, Hennepin
yeah.
County.
Yes.
You don't ever leave Hennepin County, you don't care right. about the other 86 counties,
really.
But Hennepin County is where US Bank is. I used to say that's where they train, but they don't train in Hennepin
no.
County anymore.
No. That's why I'm done with them.
Which one of us is right and which one of us is wrong?
Oh, man. You really want to put me on the spot like this?
Yeah. Just go ahead and say,
Chad, you're right.
Thank you.
I think you're right. I'm sorry, Adam. But
are you concussed?
That's all right.
No, I think, you know.
I think he's forgetting how loved Teddy was.
I'm not forgetting.
We
but
love
there's a difference
Teddy.
Between love. Oh, I love Teddy Bridgewater, but you know what? Realistically, I'd rather have Kirk Cousins as the quarterback of this team.
Who in this town embraces Kirk, though?
That's just it. I mean, there's the love for Teddy that we had, and there's always that, you know, it's the love for the backup quarterback, right? That's everybody's favorite quarterback is the backup because you don't really know what they're doing. Whereas you see that, you know, everybody was hating on what was happening with Kirk in the moment. If you offered him a chance for a guy that they used to love to come back and save the team, they'd have gone for it.
Who they think, like, the last guy, I mean, the last guy is an example. He won 7-8 games under Peyton, about his prime. Cousins has earned a fair amount of detest in this town. Steve's calling in. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. In my opinion, anyone that thinks that Teddy Bridgewater is really good or could be a leader of this team or any team is delusional.
Whoa.
Yes, delusional. Honestly.
How come?
Well, he doesn't have the stamina.
Stop. His knee and leg exploded, and most people thought he wouldn't walk. What does that have to do with stamina?
Well, that's part of it.
No, it's not. Steve, that's one of the... No, hang on. Steve, hang on.
Okay.
It wasn't his fault in any way that his leg gave out. Zero his fault.
That
has nothing to do with stamina.
But that doesn't make him a good, tough quarterback that's going to be able to take hits again. It's just not. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but that's separate from stamina. So he came back when most people thought he would never play in the league again. He doesn't get any credit for that? And then he goes 5-0 last year? He doesn't get any credit for that?
Well, I'll give him some credit for that, sure. But if you think he's going to be a great leader and a really
no one said
like
that.
Drew Brees, it's not going to happen.
Steve, you ought to try listening. Nobody said that on the show. I'm saying Teddy is overrated, but I'm saying the masses love him.
Oh, that's true, too. But, you know, Minnesota fans are pretty fickle. I don't think we've had a good quarterback here since Fran Tarkenton.
Dante was pretty good for multiple years. Favre was phenomenal for a year.
If Dante didn't have Randy Moss as his receiver, he wouldn't even be in the record books.
You're wrong. Dan is mobile. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller.
That's a good one to agree with. You don't think Teddy? Let me ask you this,
had
Dan.
Nothing but mediocrity.
Dan, you agree that Teddy's stamina wasn't strong enough when his knee and leg exploded?
No, all I'm saying is we're happy with mediocrity. Both of those guys.
Who is?
We've never had a good quarterback since Fran. Who? That's all I got to say.
Well,
bye.
You're wrong. Dante was great for multiple years. Favre had the greatest year of his career here. They have had too many problems at quarterback. No one in the show is suggesting. In fact, I think I said verbatim, both are just above a guy. So, yeah, I mean, you'd rather add. You know what I think the Vikings should do, Adam? Add Pat Mahomes. How about this? Fourth-round pick for Pat Mahomes. How about this? Maybe a fifth-round pick for Lamar Jackson. We're bringing this up because it's news today about Teddy potentially getting $30 million. And as the contrast... to Cousins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.